Well, I said I wanted to end with something different. This is silly. Lois mentioned that I've done this book of foul limericks, and I don't have them with me. This is a book, actually, where a man had done 26 drawings to go with the alphabet, which are very witty drawings. They're very good. I think, you know, if you like that sort of thing. Then they're the kind of porno which doesn't show anything. It's the really pornographic kind. Because they're totally chaste. But it's all very perverted and all. Well, I wrote the limericks to illustrate his paintings, so I came in second on it. But I did have a great deal of fun in writing the limericks, and so when I'd finished doing that, I decided to write some surrealistic limericks. And I've never read them in public. Probably this is the only time. But I thought I'd read you some. A frolicking leper of cheese decided to marry his knees. They never depended on painting so splendid as the Turk and his chattering peas. You see? You get the idea? You get it? When Angela listened to Fred, she decided to suture the bread, for the least of the matter was freezing the platter and galloping off with its head. Right? You get the plot now, right? Yeah. The goose on the charger looked nice, but never rely on the dice. When the angel flew down and insulted the town, they tipped over the manager twice. Or, herbivorous shepherds abscond with coinage that grew in the pond to ignite the dead rose in Barbara's clothes disguised as a margarine blonde. Or, whatever the regent declared, the bundle just shuddered and stared and mumbled a story both gentle and gory, offending a Syrian laird. Despicable, this is the last one, you know, you're free. Despicable popsicle horns disorder the universe, warns the distinguished professor of greater and lesser diminishments and other forms. That's all. I don't think I'll go on with it. But anyway, I'll go back on my word and say one more poem right now. But it's not going to take a lot of time. It's my shortest poem. It's called Breasts. There is something between us.